This is 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. When you think of the process of brewing beer, you might conjure images of elephant-sized copper kettles and elaborate networks of pipes. But here in Knoxville, a group of brewers is making beer on a much smaller scale in their kitchens, garages, and driveways. As part of WUOT's Next Wave Radio project, Annie Burns takes a look at the passion behind the process of making a good brew.
It's 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and a church parking lot is filling up in North Knoxville, but not with churchgoers. These men are members of the Tennessee Valley Homebrewers Club. They're headed across the street to the driveway of Patrick Beeson for what they call a brew out. To brew beer, you need 180-degree water. That's why Beeson is out so early. By midday, temperatures in the 90s would make slaving over a bubbling pot punishing. Beeson's gear is neatly arranged for brewing. Two orange coolers with taps, a 10-gallon stainless steel pot, and various tubes, buckets, bowls, and glassware. Today, Beeson is brewing an India Red Ale.
It's like an amber ale, which is going to be a little darker. This one's going to be more malty than sweet, but it's also got a lot of hops in it. So it's kind of a blend of different styles.
The basic process of brewing has several steps. First, hot water is poured over a pot of malted barley and left to steep. The result is a strong-smelling mixture called the wort. The wort is collected in a kettle and boiled with hops for an hour. Then it's cooled, poured into a fermenting container, and yeast is added. The mixture ferments in the container anywhere from 2 weeks to several years, depending on the type of beer.
This is from the one from Northern Brewer.
Uh-huh.
It's the same kettle that everyone sells.
Brewers are sort of like people who tinker with their cars. They compare equipment, tools, and they're constantly trying to find ways to beef up their brewing systems. And they've got the vocabulary to go with it. Beer brewing is full of old English terms like sparge, mash tun, carboy, and wort.
Is it a weldless filling?
But some brewers take it beyond traditional English and German recipes. They add unique flavors and spices to make their own distinct brews. Beeson says he's heard of some unusual beers, like the spearmint-flavored brew called a chocolate mint stout. He's even sampled a spicy beer.
I think probably the craziest beer I might have had was a beer at a beer festival that was a pale ale that they filtered through, looked like a water filter full of jalapeno peppers. And so the beer that you got was like, it wasn't hot, but it had a kick to it. And it tasted great.
Often fruity or sweet flavored beers are a nod to their SWMBOs, brewer lingo for she who must be obeyed. Though there are exceptions, most brewers tend to be men, and for a process that can take hours and square footage of the kitchen or garage, the lady in a brewer's life is usually a patient one.
It's not a quick thing, like, I'm going to run and brew a beer, I'll be right back. It's like, oh, you're doing that Saturday, I won't see you until, you know, like that night sometime, or, you know, I won't bother you, we won't make any plans that day.
That's Pam Lofton. Her husband Shane and his friend CJ brew beer after hours at the restaurant where they work. CJ says he often comes home smelling like beer.
When we brew beer at the restaurant and we're all done, especially after we bottle and we leave, we just come reeking of beer, just hoping we don't get pulled over.
Despite the smell, the heat, and the time, the final reward makes the trouble all worth it. Under a tent shaded from the hot sun, the brewers trade off on their latest brews. Each man brings his own pint glass and they pass around bottles they brought from home. These men say it's true what they say. There's nothing better than a cold beer on a hot summer's day, especially when that beer is one you've brewed yourself. For WUOT, I'm Annie Burns.